Do you remember the name?
No, I don't remember the name. Was strict. The topping, you know, to insert it all together, make a pattern or figure of some kind.
Uh-huh.
Then got that all together and got the lining under that and put the cotton bedding in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not cotton nowadays, it's nylon outfit to put in there. But when I was a boy, I've seen some of those little quilts. You get in under that thing, somebody almost have to come along and hold up so you could turn over. So some of those old time quilts weigh 8-10 pounds, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. But you haven't seen one for years,
yeah.
the old style. Everybody had wool blankets and hairy quilts for the bed covers through the wintertime when the weather was cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you might say, we expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very... What?
Well, we expect a good crop out of that field this year because that soil's rich.
Okay. What about another word you might use?
Well,
you might say the soil's very fertile.
Well, fertilized or something of that kind. Of course, in our fertilizer those days was barnyard manure.
Mm-hmm.
No commercial fertilizer, you know, we'd haul utilize the manure from the barnyard around the horn, around the cattle and horse stock. You see, haul that in the field and spread it over the places that looked like needed help.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. What about names for different types of land, like that flat land along a stream that is overflowed a lot?
Yeah, call that bottom land.
Okay.
Along the stream.
Yeah.
Then we get back to the hilly part of the country, call that hill land.
Mm-hmm.
And in between would be rolling land, which it wasn't steep, but it wasn't flat.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of laying waves like that. Little ravines and then a high place, you know.
What's a ravine?
Where this land comes into the slope like this, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for instance, here's a high ridge going up here and one going up here.
Mm-hmm.
And between down here, where this slope comes together down here, we call that a ravine.
Mm-hmm. Did there used to be a stream that ran through that?
I don't know. Now, that's the part I never did understand.
Okay. What would you call land that has water standing on it almost all the time?
Oh, we'd call that swamp land.
Okay.
Mucky land.
Muck. Okay. If you were getting water off the swamp, you'd say that you were doing what?
Try to drain that water off of that old swamp down there. So.
Okay. And what would you call the things that you dug to run this water off?
Ditch.
Okay. What about if there had been a real heavy rainfall and the rain had cut a little...
Cut places through the soil, gullies.
Okay.
That's what we call that's a gully.
Okay. Let's see, what names of different types of soil? Now you mentioned muck. What's...
That's...
What else?
You might say what we call those days, they call mucky land. It's just like going down on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And close to the water line, you know, that land, you can't walk on it because it's full of water underneath, you know, and you'll just sink into it.
What about real rich black soil?
Well.
Do you have a name for that?
Yeah, people call that rich land.
Mm-hmm. What about loam? Have you ever heard that?
Hmm?
Loam?
Loam? Oh. No, I never heard that word till I got to be a grown man. Because it means the same thing as rich soil.